throughout this regular season, From the Vault has been taking a look back at the decade of the 1960s, specifically showcasing the 10-year existence of the New York franchise and the American Football League. The biggest upset came in 1968 when the Jets defeated the NFL's Baltimore Colts 16-7 at Super Bowl III, becoming the very first AFL team to defeat an NFL team at a Super Bowl. It also marked the very first time a receiver caught passes that totaled over 100 yards in the big game. This week, we take a look at that receiver, George Sauer. In 1965, the New York Jets selected in the fifth round of the AFL draft a 6'2", 195-pound wide receiver from Texas. In his first year, the one-time Longhorn caught 29 passes for 301 yards while playing in all 14 games. 1 year later, the 22-year-old blossomed as a star, leading the Jets in receptions with 63, the second most in the league. The son of the Jets player personnel director also recorded 1,079 reception yards, the first of three consecutive seasons to surpass the 1,000-yard plateau. In 1967, Jets quarterback Joe Namath became the first professional football player to throw for over 4,000 yards in a season. Both Sauer and teammate Don Maynard combined for 2,623 of Namath's 4,007 yards. The year of 1968 became the greatest season in New York Jets history as the team won their first AFL championship 27-23 over the Oakland Raiders. 2 weeks later, on January 12, 1969, the world of professional football was stunned when New York defeated Baltimore. It was also the Sunday that George Henry Sauer Jr. wrote his name in the Super Bowl record book.
He's going to go deep, and it is down to Sauer. He's got it. He's had a field day today, Sauer.
While wide receiver Don Maynard was used as a decoy, nursing a pulled hamstring, number 83 ran precision-type pass routes, catching 8 passes for 133 yards, a Super Bowl high until Lynn Swann's 161 at Super Bowl X. 1 year later, Sauer caught 45 passes for his career-high 8 touchdowns before retiring following the 1970 season. His career in pro football lasted 6 years, never missing a game during that time. From 1966 to 1968, he was one of the league's very best at the position. His performance in Super Bowl III will always be remembered.